Well, I'll tell you what, there's something that we all can agree on here in Southern Illinois and this fine country over, and that is how we love our veterans. We can show support to these fine folks, let them know that we appreciate them. Every day we have a chance to do it, and you should if you see them out and about. But on Saturday, September 8th, my friend Ed Davis joins me in the studio right now to talk about Veterans on Parade. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Kent. Thanks for having me, my man.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here. I was talking with my friend Tom Miller, and he had told me that he had spoke with you already about this event. But you, when you set up this parade, how many years ago was it when you set this up?
14 years. This is
You're
our 14th.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
And Tom and you guys have been with us since day one, and it's been great.
You know, every year it seems to get bigger and bigger. And what kinds of things are you looking for here on Saturday, September the 8th?
You know, well, some of the things we decided to do this year, because we wanted to do more for our veterans who are in the parade. We've set up things like with the VA hospital. There's a lot of veterans out there that don't know about the health care advantages that they have, or they don't take advantage of it. And they'll be able to sign up if they come to the parade or find out information. We also have another thing where you can sign up for the honor flight that's going to happen.
Cool.
So we're working in conjunction with them. We're just trying to get more information to veterans who, for some reason, you know what, when we get out of the service, I was one, let me just go back to my life.
Yeah.
You know, so, but this year we've got some extra things. We're working on a military jet flyover, and we're bringing a bagpipe band from St. Louis.
Wow.
Down here.
I'm excited about this. And it is so much fun to see the people line the streets and the kids with the American flags. It's just wonderful.
You know, a lot of people say, everybody says, what do you do? I said, one of the things we started from day one, we wanted to have flags in the hands of everybody along the sidelines.
Yeah.
And we just decided that every year we purchase about 3,000 flags. That's part of my budget. And we hand them out to the people along the street, on the side of the street.
Where should our veterans meet up, and tell me all about the times of this thing on September the 8th?
Okay, September 8th is the day. The parade starts right at 10 o'clock. So we need to have, if you're going to walk in the parade, be at the Marion Junior High School no later than 9 a.m. so we can get you situated. If you're going to ride or drive in the parade, or if you need a ride, come out to the Marion VA Hospital and check in out there, and just be out there no later than 9 o'clock again. That's the witching hour, so to speak, to get everything rolling and make sure we're ready to go at 10 o'clock.
Well, and that's it, too. If you're interested in this, I'll have all the information up on our website and our Facebook. I know a lot of people are listening who may have parents or grandparents who are our veterans, and they may be in wheelchair or something like that. And so you have special arrangements for all those folks,
right? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know, one of the things, a lot of veterans say, oh, I don't think I want to, you know, come out. This is your parade.
Right.
You earned, you know, the spectators, I ask people to come out and honor these men and women who have given a portion of their lives, you know, to serve this country and to serve you people and to save our freedoms. So please come out and honor these people. And veterans, come out and be a part of this, men and women. And if you want to bring your kids or you want to bring your grandchildren, come out. Let them walk with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what a great thing that would be.
Or put them in the vehicle. You know, this is your parade. We don't have restrictions on veterans. You want to come out, we're going to work with you to do what you want.
And so you're also looking for our Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, of course. This is why it all started. Was because of the Iraq and Afghanistan. We didn't want them to be like the Vietnam vet and the Korean vets were when they came home.
I gotcha. All right, so it's Veterans on Parade, Saturday, September 8th. Once again, downtown Marion. Starts at the junior high.
Marion
Junior. Goes all the way up to the square and past, right?
And we go past the square, but we also stop the parade to have a memorial ceremony on the square to honor all the KIAs from Southern Illinois.
I gotcha.
Who paid the price.
Wow. Ed Davis, you the man.
Hey, thank you, Kent. Thanks for having me.
This is awesome. No, I appreciate you and your works, and thank you for your service, brother. I appreciate it a ton.
Thank you, Kent.